The freshly painted door of Devagilla Cottage is pushed wide open as Stranraer's very own Chuckle Brothers stand on the path, scratching their heads. To me, to you, to me! And so on, as the two men try to manoeuvre, actually make that man handle, my new old wardrobe across the threshold. They are delivering a fabulous piece of antique furniture I found at the Community Reuse Centre. The centre was set up recently to encourage and promote the reuse of furniture, electrical and other household items by residents of the Royal Borough of Wigtownshire to help reduce the number of items taken to landfill sites. It's my favourite place for fossicking in Stranraer, as Charles calls it. Why anyone would want to take this item to a landfill site is beyond me. I have bought, for the princely sum of £80, a gentleman's compactum. It's Victorian and made from a honey-coloured burr maple with a rich, lustrous patina. The interior is lined in jadeite silk, in original perfect condition. It's also incredibly heavy. Fortunately, it splits into five sections and should, according to my calculations, just squeeze in under the eaves. The chaps grunt, swear, push and heave the bulky pieces up the narrow staircase, removing half the plaster and gouging the newly varnished banister as they slowly make progress. At last the wardrobe is assembled and in position. It looks champion, made for the space. My first furniture purchase. I can see the two men checking out the elephant in the room in my bedroom, the mattress on the floor, on which I have continued to sleep quite comfortably for months. Now that most of the work has been completed, and the totally impractical, but I've never had one before so why not, cream wool carpet has been laid, I can order beds, hang curtains, glazed chintz, and more importantly, thermal lined, and finally unpack my clothes.